USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is ordering the Judiciary Committee to start drafting formal articles of impeachment, President Trump says he's not worried one bit.
It's a hoax. It's a big fat hoax.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said on Thursday the gun violence epidemic in this country hasn't been solved because politicians have viewed it as a problem plaguing Latinos and African Americans, thus not acting to solve a nationwide madness. The 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful discusses his plan to overhaul the background check system.
By requiring buyers to obtain a permit before they purchase a gun, because just having a background check isn't enough, the question is, even no matter what the background check says, can you stop them from getting a gun when they're a minor, when they have a criminal record, or when they have psychiatric problems?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The unemployment lines are shorter as of late. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Labor Department saying the number of Americans filing applications for unemployment benefits hit a seven-month low last week. Only around 203,000 filed initial claims, the lowest level since mid-April. And it's also a drop of 10,000 from the previous week, and economists had expected the number to come in closer to 215,000. The Labor Department will be releasing the November jobs and employment report on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration is standing with protesters in Iran against the brutal government regime. Up to 1,000 people are believed to be killed in the protests over a hike in government-set gasoline prices and a crackdown that followed. U.S. Special Representative for Iran, Brian Hook, says the regime's actions are a gross human rights violation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky is introducing legislation that allows people to dip into their 401ks to pay off student loans, and it will cost the government nothing. He explains more details in the bill to Fox News.
Well, we've all got kids. I've got three kids, two of them out of college now, one still in college. But the thing is what this would allow for is not only that you could use money that's already in your IRA, it allows you to specifically put money in there. So let's say you're already paying your student loans off, but you're paying them with after-tax dollars. Right. This would allow you to take that money, put it in the 401k, and pay with pre-tax dollars. But also, if you're saving, if your kid's getting ready to go to school, it lets each parent put $5,000 in and the child put $5,000 in for about $15,000 every year that's tax-free. So essentially, college is going to become tax-free, which, depending on your tax bracket, is about a 20 to a 30% reduction in the price of college. This would be the most dramatic thing to happen to college tuition and helping students pay for it, really, in the history of government involvement at all.
The United Auto Workers is naming a new president. The union's International Executive Board says on Thursday that Rory Gamble will continue to serve as president until 2022. Gamble has been acting president since the previous president, Gary Jones, resigned in disgrace amid a corruption probe. Gamble promised to clean up the union and get it back on solid footing. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.